Well, this morning I have the next part in our continuing story that I've been doing with the life of Dick Hayden and how he had come to the Lord when he was a young man. He strayed and went his own way. He came back and had this desire to be a missionary in South America. And so he's now finished with Walla Walla. And he found the young woman who also was feeling the call to serve the Lord in the mission field. And Margaret this morning, she says, this is the right name. She went online and she found a picture here with Dick and his new wife, Joanne, down in Peru with a baptismal class with the Inquitos, which was the tribe of Indians in Peru. It was along the Amazon River in the jungles of Peru where they went. So Dick and Joanne, they got married, and for their honeymoon, they went over to the General Conference and got some more training in medical missionary things. And now they are in New York to catch a boat to go. But to get on that boat, first they had to pack up all of their things that they would need, because there weren't going to be stores to go to get what they needed and to set up house. And so they had to make decisions of which things to take and what to leave and store with her parents. And so they got all packed up and they got on a boat in New York to head down to Brazil, was their first stop. And then they were going to go up the Amazon River to meet the Stalls, F.A. Stahl and his wife, were the ones that were running the mission station there. And so they got all packed up, made all those decisions, and got on the boat, and they made it down to Brazil. And then when they got to Brazil and when it was time to get their things off and go through customs, they knew that was going to take a long time. Well, when Elder Stahl came to meet them there, as soon as the man that was in charge, when he saw Elder Stahl, he said, oh, their things don't have to go through customs, because we know that the missionaries from your church are honest, and what they say is in these boxes is what's in these boxes. And so they were able to get through customs very quickly so they could then get on another boat to go up the Amazon River to the mission station. And so they've arrived now at the mission station, and they had been in the process of building some new offices. And so what they had done is the offices were in the front part of the building, and they built a little apartment in the back for Dick and Joanne to occupy. And so they stayed with the Stalls for a few days, because on that same ship that delivered them was also delivering things like a toilet for them to install in the apartment so they could make it a little bit more comfortable out there in the jungle for them. Remember, this is the early 1930s, so that was a good luxury to have out in the jungle, to have a toilet in your house. So that all happened, and they got all settled. And well, actually, though, when they first got there, and Elder Stahl started to tell them about the weather, because where they were at was very close to the equator. And so what's the weather going to be like? It's going to be hot. And so he's describing that, you know, in all these different things, you know, we have rains here and we have rains this part of the year. And in June, it gets cold enough that you'll want to use a sheet at night. And so Joanne started thinking about all of the beautiful quilts and the eiderdown comforter that someone had made for them as a wedding gift. And Elder Stahl, he looked at him, he said, you're thinking about all those wedding gifts that you brought with you now that you're not going to be able to use. And so it was one of those things, you know, making that adjustment. And so they got all settled in, and Joanne got that little apartment looking like a nice cozy home. And then Dick started to go out with Elder Stahl and just kind of see what it was going to be like. And one of the biggest things they did was the medical missionary work, was people would come and they had sores and they had sickness and things. And so the missionaries would help them and then be able to start to tell them about Jesus. And his wife was going to start helping Mrs. Stahl, who worked as a midwife for the people in the area, to help with that and to help take care of the children. So they're getting all settled in, and one night, not too long after they were settled in, Dick was sleeping, and all of a sudden, something made him wake up, and it was around midnight, and he heard something. And sometimes, I don't know if you've ever been woken up in the middle of the night, and your brain starts to go to the worst case scenario. So Dick, he thought, there's robbers here, and they're going into the office, and they're going to steal the money that we need to be able to run this mission, to be able to share the gospel. And he's like, there's not time for me to go get Elder Stahl, so I'll go down there myself. So he got down closer to the office, and he heard a voice. Oh, and then he's like, oh no, that's Elder Stahl's voice. The robbers have him, and they're trying to get him to give them the money. And he got closer, and he got his ear up to the door, and he heard, oh, Heavenly Father, we need you. There are thousands of villages out here, and thousands of people that don't know about you. So we need your help, and we need your strength, and we need your power to do this. And I thank you for sending these two young missionaries who are willing to come and to give their life of service to you. And so please be with us and help us to be able to reach as many people as you can help us to reach out here in this jungle. And Dick thought, oh. And he kind of crawled back and he went back to his own room and he knelt down by his bed, because he realized that aside from all the things that he'd learned how to be a pastor at Walla Walla and all of those things, that God had woken him up that night to teach him the most important thing that they needed in the jungle was prayer. That was the only way that they were going to have power to be able to reach the people of the jungle. So he knelt down by his bed and he thanked God. And he asked him to help him. He thanked him for that lesson and for the same thing, to help them to be able to reach all of those unreached people out there in the jungle.